Well, actually, my original work was I was a biologist by undergraduate training, biological sciences, and then immediately started learning aerodynamics sort of on the job. So I think I can hold my own in a conversation about it. But the way of interdisciplinary research is that you have to come from somewhere. So you're always coming from one angle or another. And the way I run my research group is I really like to keep a balance of all things, where people come from, gender balance, that kind of thing, but also academic backgrounds. So I've always gone for as close to equal parts engineers and biologists because they really do bring different things to the party. And after the little hump of getting used to talking each other's languages, then it's so fruitful. And the techniques from one can be applied to the other and vice versa. And the head of our group is Professor Alan Wilson, and he's now Professor Alan Wilson, FRS, that recently made a Fellow of the Royal Society. And I think he's one of only four vets, and two of them are in their 90s. So he's built this reputation with a very distinguished background, but in multiple different areas, but certainly a vet by training and a vet in terms of where his home research group is. Even though the vet colleges, the Royal Vet College, is a specialist institution, and our main business is teaching vets and vet nurses, many people don't know that we also teach an awful lot of biological sciences undergraduates as well, sort of zoology graduates, those interested in animal behavior, welfare and ethics, that kind of thing, wild animal biology. And within the institution, there's almost a sub department really called the Structure and Motion Lab. And this is where all the biomechanics research happens. And so it's filled with fundamental science and it's hugely interdisciplinary. We have physicists and mathematicians and some vets and biologists and mechanical engineers, you name it. We've got it all. And having that critical mass is just brilliant because even though some people might be looking at terrestrial locomotion, they might be looking at lameness in horses, we're all approaching it from that engineering theory framework, but in the context of the biology. And as I say, that's a really great place to be. It's turned out some nice results.